Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah to Wednesday night Bible study. I thank God for everyone that's here in Bible study on tonight. How many of us come to be changed? Amen. Hallelujah. I know for myself, I come to be changed on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray as we enter into our Bible study on tonight. Father God, we thank you, O God, for this opportunity to allow us to come boldly to the throne of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may be changed, O God, that we may receive on tonight, O God, and that change will take root, O God, and manifest in us. Hallelujah, in every area of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive you great and mighty revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding of your word, so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight, Father. Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture and the lesson to take root in us and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every spirit of distraction, frustration, procrastination, limitation, hallelujah, every hindering spirit right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every familiar spirit, lying, manipulating, spirit of control, deceitfulness. We command you to cease your works and die for it and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon our life right now, the blessings and the knowledge and wisdom of God upon our life right now as we receive on tonight. Amen. Removing every blockage, every way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that we are delivered and set free from every form and way of depression or mental illness right now and those in our family. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and favored by God, and we thank you for it, Lord. We ask for God that this lesson go forward, Lord God, that all will be changed by the lesson on tonight, oh God. Oh Lord, that our minds will be renewed, oh God, by your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome everyone tonight to Bible study. It is Wednesday night, amen, October the 20th. We had our prayer call at 6 p.m. I just thank everyone that was on the prayer call and is here at our 7 o'clock Bible study. I promise we won't be longer tonight. We're still studying a lesson. The lesson of study is we're talking about the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And tonight we're going to talk about the cleansing through the blood. You know, what does that mean to us? What does that mean for us with the blood, the power of the blood, all that the blood of Jesus Christ did when he said it is finished, when he shed his blood on the cross. So we're going to start in the book of John, 1 John, you all, chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John and 1, verse 7. Amen. 1 John and 1 verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So the question is, how does Jesus' blood cleanse us from all sin? In Old Testament times, believers symbolically transferred their sins to an animal, which they then sacrificed. And we see this in Old Testament and Leviticus, you all, that the animal died in their place to pay for their sin and allowed them to continue living in God's favor. Amen. So God graciously forgave them because of their faith in him and because they obeyed his commandments concerning the sacrifice. So those sacrifices anticipate the day when Christ would completely remove sin. Real cleansing from sin came from Jesus. Amen. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, according to the book of John 1 and 29. So sin by its very nature brings death. You are brings death. That is a fact as certain as the law of gravity. Jesus did not die for his own sins. He had none. Instead, by a transaction that we may never fully understand, he died for our sins. He died for the sins of the world. So when we commit our lives to Christ, hallelujah, and identify ourselves with him, his debt becomes ours. Amen. So he has paid the penalty for our sins, and his blood has purified us. Amen. So Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Just as Jesus rose from the grave, we rise to a new life of fellowship with him. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. So, you know, we have seen that the most important aspect of the blood is reconciliation for sin. So, but this first effect of the blood is not the only one. The more the soul, through faith, yields itself to the Spirit of God to understand and enjoy the full power of reconciliation, the more power the blood exerts in imparting the other blessings that in Scripture are attributed to it. So one of the first results of reconciliation is cleansing. is cleansing from sin. So let us see what God's word has to say about this. Cleansing is often spoken about among us as if it were no more than a pardon of sins or the cleansing from guilt. You all, this, however, is not so. Scripture does not speak of being cleansed from guilt. Cleansing from sin means deliverance from the pollution, not from the guilt of sin. The guilt of sin concerns our relationship to God and our responsibility to make good for our misdoings or to bear the punishment of them. So the pollution of sin, on the other hand, is the sense of defilement and impurity that sin brings to our inner beings, and cleansing has to do with us. Okay, it has to do with this. I'm sorry, has to do with this. So it is of the greatest importance to every believer, and I mean every believer who desires to enjoy the full salvation that God has provided for him or her, to understand correctly what the scriptures tell or what the scripture teaches about this cleansing. So I want us to consider, if you have a pen and paper, you want to write this down or go back to it here on blog, you can. First, what does the word cleansing mean in the Old Testament? Second, what is the blessing indicated by this word in the New Testament? And third, how may we experience the full enjoyment of this blessing? So let us consider that. Amen. As we move on. So understand the cleansing in the Old Testament. See, in the service of God, as ordained by the hand of Moses for Israel, there were two ceremonies to be observed by God's people in preparation for the approaching to him. So these were the offerings or sacrifices and the cleansing or purification. So both were to be observed, but in different manners. Both were intended to remind man how sinful he was and how unfit to draw near to a holy God. So both were to typify, you all, the redemption by which the Lord Jesus Christ will restore fellowship with God to men. So as a rule, only the offerings were regarded as a typical of redemption through Christ. So the epistle, you all, to the Hebrews, however, emphatically mentions the cleansing as symbols. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 to 10, for the time they present in which were offered sacrifices and diverse washings. We'll see this in the book of Hebrews. We're in the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 9 through 10. Hallelujah. So if we can imagine the life of an Israelite, we will understand that the consciousness of sin and the need for redemption were awakened no less by the cleansing than the offerings. So we must also learn from them what the power of the blood of Jesus actually is. You are through reconciliation, we are cleansed from sin. Amen. So we may take one of the more important cases of cleansing as an illustration. If anyone was in a hut or house or something where a dead body lay, or if he had been touched or he had touched a dead body or bones, he was unclean for 7 days. So death as the punishment for sin made everyone who came into association with it unclean as well. So cleansing was accomplished by using the ashes of a young heifer that had been burned, as described in the book of Numbers, Numbers 19, and is compared also in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13 through 14. So if you look in Numbers 19 and Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 and 14, these ashes mixed with water were sprinkled by means of a branch of hyssop on the one who was unclean. So he then had to be bathed. He had to bathe himself in water, after which he was once more ceremonially clean. Hallelujah. So when you hear us praying, we say, cleanse, you know, with hyssop. Hyssop, there's a cleaning. Amen. So the words unclean and cleansing and clean were also used in reference to the healing of the leprosy, you all, or the healing of leprosy, a disease that may be described as a living death. So here, he who was to be cleansed had to bathe in water, having been first sprinkled with water in which the blood of a bird, a sacrificial offer, had been mixed. So 7 days later, he was again sprinkled with sacrificial blood, as it is written in Leviticus 13 and 14. So an intent of a contemplation, you all, contemplation, you all, of the laws of cleansing will teach us that the difference between the cleansings and the offerings was twofold. It was twofold. I'll say it again. The cleansing, you all, the difference between the cleansing and the offerings was twofold. First, the offering had a definite reference to the transgressions for which reconciliation had to be made. And then cleansing had more to do with conditions that were not sinful in themselves, but were the result of sin, and therefore had to be acknowledged by God's holy people as defiled. And second, in the case of the offering, nothing was done to the offerer himself. He saw the blood sprinkled on the altar or carried into the holy place. He had to believe that this procured reconciliation before God, but nothing was done to himself. So in cleansing, on the other hand, what happened to the person thing, amen? So the defilement was something that either through internal disease or outward touch had come upon the man. So the washing or the sprinkling with water had to take place on himself as ordained by God. Your cleansing was something that he could feel and experience. It brought about a change, not only in his relationship to God, but also in his own condition. So in the offering, something was done for him. By cleansing, something was done in him. The offering had respect to his guilt, the cleansing and the pollution of sin. So the same meaning of the words clean and cleansing is found, you all, in other places in Old Testament. David prayed in Psalm 51. Cleanse my sin, cleanse me from sin, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Hallelujah. So it's emphasis here, emphasis on 2 and 7, and it was added. The word used by David here is that which is used mostly frequently for the cleansing of anyone who had touched a dead body. Hyssop was also used in such cases, you all. But David prayed for more than pardon. He confessed that he had been shapen in iniquity, that his nature was sinful. He prayed that he might be made pure within. Cleanse me from my sin was his prayer, you all. He used the same word later on in the same psalm when he prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, in verse 10, and let's emphasis added. So cleansing is more than just pardon. It's more than just pardon. Cleansing is something to be felt and experienced. Cleansing is something to be felt and experienced. Hallelujah. You all, in the same manner, this word was used by Ezekiel and refers to an inner condition that must be changed, an inner condition that must be changed. This is evident from Ezekiel 24:13, where speaking of uncleanness being melted out, God said, because I have purged thee and thou wast not purged. Later on in Ezekiel 36:25, speaking of the new covenant, he said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Amen. Malachi used the same word, connecting it with fire. Malachi 3:3. The Bible reads, he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify, cleanse the sons of Levi. So cleansing by water, by blood, and by fire are all typical of the cleansing that will take place under the new covenant, an inner cleansing and deliverance from the stain of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are cleansing as a blessing. Cleansing is as a blessing in the New Testament. Hallelujah. So in Matthew 5:8, it mentions it's often made in the New Testament of a clean or pure heart. Oh, Lord, our Lord said, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Paul spoke of charity out of a pure heart in 1 Timothy 1:5. He also spoke of a pure conscience in 1 Timothy 3:9. Peter exhorted his readers to love one another with a pure heart fervently. We find it in 1 Peter 1:22. The word cleansing is also implied in the verse, ye have been purified your souls. Ye have purified your souls. you all. It is so much here to show the understanding of the Bible. We read those who are described as God's people, that God purified or clean, you know, or cleansed their hearts through faith, according to the book of Acts 15 and 9. The purpose of the Lord Jesus concerning those who were his was to purify, cleanse unto himself as peculiar people, according to the book of Titus. You know, regarding ourselves, we read in 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, it says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Corinthians 7 and 1, you all. So all these places teaches us that cleansing is an inward work in the heart and that it is subsequent to pardon. Hallelujah. We're told in 1 John 1 and 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. This word cleanse it does not refer to the grace of pardon received at the conversion, but the effect of grace in God's children who walk in the light. We read, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That it refers is to something more than pardon appears from what follows in verse 9. It says, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Cleansing is something that comes after pardon and is a result of it. But the inward and experimental, you are, reception of the power of the blood of Jesus in the heart of the believer. So this takes place according to the word. And first, in the purifying of the conscience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 and 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That's Hebrews 9 and 14. Hebrews 9 and 14. So the mention already made of the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean typifies a personal experience of the precious blood of Christ Jesus. Now, conscience is not only a judge to give sentence on our action, it is also the inward voice that bears witness to our relationship to God and to God's relationship to us. Amen. So when it is cleansed by the blood, then it bears witness that we are well-pleasing to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. At this time, I want to open up the lines. If you have any questions or comments at this time, I invite you to ask any questions regarding the lesson on tonight or any comments at this time as we're learning more and understanding the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and what it does for us, how it cleanses us, how it redeems us, it sanctifies us, it makes all things new. And we just thank Jesus. We thank God, you know, for the blood of Christ, the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and understanding the power. You know, it's one thing to hear it, and it's one thing to believe it and operate in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and understanding the finished work of the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on the cross for us. Amen. So if you have any questions or comments, please do so at this time. Press 1. We want to hear from you. Press 1. And if you're online and you have a question or comment, please give us a call at 845-277-9213. I'll give you all a minute to decide if you want to press 1. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone have any questions or comments, press 1. We want to hear from you. We invite you to ask, amen, to give a comment so far about the lesson tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I have a question if you want to answer tonight. How does it make you feel knowing and having an understanding what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for us? What the blood of Jesus Christ has done for us? Understanding when he said it is finished, that he shed his blood for us, and understanding that blood had to be shed. His life had to be sacrificed. He came to die for us so that we may live again. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, well, if someone has any questions or comments, I want to join in tonight. I'm not going to hold you long here in Bible study. Oh, amen. Amen. I believe this is Evangelist Kimberly Redford. Welcome, Evangelist Kimberly Redford. God bless you. Go ahead.
I feel so happy, and I feel so thankful to God and for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For sharing blood, you know, and you know, it's like the average person never wants to see their blood, you know, because that's a sign that they've been injured, something that's very serious that has happened to us, but yet he shed his blood, and his blood never loses its power. So it was an unending blood that lasts forever, and it's just a beautiful thing, and that's how I feel. I feel so happy and grateful.
Hey, man, I like what you said. It never loses power. It never loses its power. Amen. Amen.
My God.
Amen. For those who tune in today, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and as Andrew Kim said, it never loses power. And that's why we get to like understand the power in the blood of Jesus Christ, and it never loses power. Amen. God bless you, Andrew Kim. Thank you so much for your comment.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to keep on you all in our lesson. We're going to be wrapping up here in about the next 10 minutes or so. And we just thank God for the opportunity. We don't have to cram it all in at one time, but I want you to be able to get, you know, as much as you can get, you know, take notes and go back to it and share it with someone else that they will have an understanding of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did, what he came to do, and he completed. He did all that the Father sent him to do, amen. And so we thank God, you know, we thank God for the blood. We thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Thank you for tonight for the lesson. So we're going to continue on in our lesson here. We're talking about when the conscience is cleansed, so is the heart. When the conscience is cleansed, so is the heart. So when our conscience is cleansed, y'all, our heart is as well, amen. We thank God for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So it is written in Hebrews 10 and 12, the worshiper, once purged and have had no more conscience of sin. So through the Spirit we receive an inward experience that the blood has fully delivered us from the guilt and power of sin that we, you all, in our regenerated nature, have escaped entirely from its dominion. Amen? Entirely from its dominion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all, sin still dwells in our flesh, still dwells in our flesh with its temptation, but it has no power to rule. It has no power to rule. The conscience is cleansed. There is no need for the least shadow of separation between God and us. We look up to him in the full power of redemption. The conscience cleansed by the blood bears witness to nothing less than a complete redemption. Amen. The fullness of God's good pleasure. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, and if the conscience is clean, so also is the heart, of which the conscience is the center. So we read of having a heart cleansed from an evil conscience, according to Hebrews 10 and 22. So not only must the conscience be cleansed, but the heart also must be cleansed, including the understanding and the will with all our thoughts and desires. So through the blood, you are by the shedding of which Christ delivered himself up to death, and by the virtue of which he entered again into heaven, the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, are ceaselessly effective. So by this power of his death and resurrection, sinful lusts and inclinations are slain. The dead. They'll come to you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, you are 1 John, as we started in the beginning of our study on tonight, 1 John 1 and 7, you are the blood of Jesus Christ, his son. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son. I'll say it again. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins, from original as well as actual sin. Amen. The blood exercises its spiritual heavenly power in the soul. The believer in whose life the blood is fully affected knows that his old nature is hindered from manifesting its power. So through the blood, its lusts and desires are subdued and slain, and everything is cleansed so that the Spirit can bring forth his glorious fruits. In other words, in his case of the least stumbling, the soul finds immediate cleansing and restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even unconscious sins, you are rendered powerless, are rendered powerless to the blood. Amen? So we have noted you are a difference between the guilt and the pollution of sin. This is of importance for a clear understanding of the matter. But in actual life, we must ever remember that they are not divided. They're not divided. Through the blood, God deals with sin as a whole. So every true operation of the blood manifests its power simultaneously, you all, over the guilt and the pollution of sin. So reconciliation and cleansing always go together, and the blood is ceaselessly, you all, operative. So many seem to think that the blood is there so that if we have sinned again, we can turn again to it and be cleansed. But this is not so. Just as a fountain flows always and always purifies, which is what is placed in it or under its stream, so it is with the fountain open for sin and for uncleanness, according to Zechariah 13 and 1. So the eternal power of life and the eternal spirit works through the blood. Amen? It works through the blood. When you hear that song, hallelujah, reaches from the highest to the lowest, and it flows. It flows from the highest to the lowest. Amen. It flows. So through him, the heart, you all can abide always under the flow and cleansing of the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something to shout about today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly, you all. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. We're going to hear from you as we get ready to wrap up our lesson on tonight. I hope you all have received a lot on tonight in Bible study. I don't feel the need to have long grown our Bible studies. We can always come back, recap, and just let it take root and digest so we can eat on it. Amen? And it becomes our food, our spiritual belly. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. We plead the blood. Amen. I don't know if they can hear you. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit passing in and speaking. Get me in. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Getting in a little bit late, and I got a chance to catch up some of this message about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit of the living God are one and the same. So when we say, you know, we have the blood of Jesus, I mean we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We have his Spirit, and we're covered in it, and it flows through us. You know, it's our everything. It guides us. It teaches us. You know, it defends for us. So when we say that we have the blood, you know, we need to understand, you know, when we say that, you know, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the Holy Spirit over anything that is concerning us. We have to remind ourselves we have the Spirit of God.
Yes,
so that's what that's how we take care of our conscience. You know, when things come up to try to condemn you or to shame you or to take you back in that place, you have to say, wait a minute. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have the Spirit of God operating on the inside. That's who I used to be. I'm not him no more. I'm not her anymore. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that comment on tonight. Amen. He was talking. He was in Bible study. He had to get on up. And we just thank God for the. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood, the power. It never loses power. It never, what it set out to do, it will do. Amen. Hallelujah. It won't stop before it gets to you. Amen. It continues to flow.
Then that means that God, the Father Almighty, loses power.
Amen.
So the blood will never lose power.
The blood never lose power. Amen. 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 As we get ready, What? Oh, they can hear you.
Oh, they can hear you?
Yes. The blood never loses power. Amen. He was saying, if the blood loses power, that means God loses power. So God never loses power. So we will never. The blood will never lose its power. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue on here, you all, and then we're going to wrap up, like I said, in the next few minutes. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Hallelujah. We just thank God for this opportunity. God is really blessing us. It's been a great pouring in and Bible study, especially in the month of October, because we have prayer. And God is really just, there's no need for us to be hungry. He said, if you have me, you shall not thirst or hungry anymore. Hallelujah. So we thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You all, the Old Testament cleansing was necessary for each sin. So in the New Testament, cleansing depends on him or her, whoever lives to intercede. If you go over to Hebrews 7:25 with me, Hebrews 7:25 and I'm coming from the King James Version. It says, therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for them. Hallelujah. So y'all know, no one can add to what Jesus did, to what Jesus did to save us. So we thank our past, our present, our future sins are all forgiven and they're washed in the blood. And Jesus is with the Father as a sign that our sins are forgiven in the season. Hallelujah. So if you are a Christian, remember that Christ has paid the price for your sins once and for all. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people try to go and pray for their own self. They be trying to do it themselves. It ain't nothing you can say. Jesus already did it. Now it's for you to believe that it is done. That's what you have to do, is to believe that it is done. And walk in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all, Christ is our advocate. He's the mediator between us and God. Hallelujah. He's our highest priest. He looks, y'all, I want you to know, he looks after our interests and intercedes for us with God. Amen. How do they make you feel to know that? That Jesus, sit the right hand of the Father, is on your side, interceding for you. He covered. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We thank God. You all, when faith sees and desires and lays hold of the fact the heart can abide every moment under protection and cleansing power of the blood. The power of the blood. That's what we're studying tonight. The power of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For anyone that's just getting on, we're about to wrap up here tonight. And as we come back together on next Wednesday, we're going to talk about experiencing the full enjoyment of this blessing of the blood of Jesus Christ. The full enjoyment of the blessing of the blood, the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. So make sure you come. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday at the same time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here at 845-277-9213, or log on to Blog Talk Radio / The Preacher and the Pastor. We look forward to it. If you have any questions again or comments, we invite you, hallelujah, to give your comment or ask your question tonight. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this lesson and the entirety of it about the blood, because everything surrounds the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You have anything you want to say, Pastor Betty, before we close out here? Amen. 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 All right, then. God bless. I know many are online listening tonight to Bible study, though we can't see you on the actual site itself. We thank you for tuning in. I know many told me that we're going to actually log on and be in Bible study. So we thank God for you. May God continue to bless you. May you believe. Amen. May you walk in faith. Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. And knowing and understanding what the blood, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and what it has done for us. Amen. For all. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, for the lesson we're forth on tonight. Oh God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that you shed on Calvary. Amen. We thank you that on tonight we can defend the credit we're queens, that we're delivered from all sin. Amen. We deliver from sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bless your holy name. We ask for your move mighty on earth. Amen. Let bring everything back to remembrance, for God, that we love you on tonight, that we may give it to ye one another, that we may minister to ye one another. Your word, Father God, that will change the life of your children and even the unbeliever. Amen. How can I be saved? Amen. God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we leave this call, but never your praise. Oh, God, we know that you're with us. We ask for God that you continue to watch over us and keep us. We decree and declare that it is so, and all is well with us in our house. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. God, keep you. Remember, the blood of Jesus, it never loses its power. It never loses power. We thank God for the blood. You all have a blessed night. We love you. We thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is defeated. And you are already blessed. Amen? You're already blessed.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time. fill me with love, so I give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.